Okay, so we're continuing in the 13th and final parak of Maseches Ksubos, and today we are learning Mishnayos, Tes, and Yud. Mishnah Tes tells us the last of the seven Piskei Halacha that Admon made. Shnayim Shotzi Shtarchov Zeh Al Zeh. Two people have Shtarichov against each other. Reuven has a Shtar that says that he lent money to Shimon, and Shimon has a Shtar that says that he lent money to Reuven. So Admon Omer, Ilu Yischaiv Lach Ketzal Ata Lovem Mimeni. Admon says, Shimon can say to Reuven, look, if I still owed you that money, how could you borrow other money from me? Instead of borrowing from me, you should have just asked for payment of the loan that I owed you. So obviously, that's either a forged shtar, or I don't owe you anything, or I had previously paid it. No, if they each have a shtarchov, we honor both shtaros. The fact that Reuven borrowed money from Shimon does not prove that Shimon did not owe money to Reuven at the time of that loan. Now we move on to Mishnah Yud. So the Mishnah talks about a case where a husband wants to move, live in a different place, but his wife wants to stay where they are. So Shalosh Haratzel Sinisuin, Eretz Yisrael is divided into three separate regions when it comes to marriage. Yehuda, Vevar Yardain, Vagalil. A husband cannot force his wife to move with him from one region to another because it was very difficult to travel from one to the other, and she wouldn't be able to go back to see her family too frequently if they went to an entirely different region. A person cannot make his wife move from a small town in one region to a small town in another region, or from a big city in one region to a big city in another region. She could refuse, basically. But if it's within the same region, then he can say, look, let's move from this yishuv to that yishuv. We'll move from this city to that city. But he cannot change their whole lifestyle. He cannot say, let's move from this little kibbutz to this giant city within this region, or vice versa, because she may like small town life, or she may like big city life. Even if the husband wants to relocate to the same type of community, either a town or a city in the same region, he can make his wife move only from a bad area where there's not so much food and it's very expensive to a good area. But not from a good area to a bad area. He can't even make her move from a bad area to a good area, because a lot of times she'd rather live in a less fancy community, because when you're in a fancy community, everybody's looking at you. You're in a fishbowl and everyone wants to see that you drive the right kind of car and that you have a recently updated modeled kitchen or whatever, and she doesn't need that kind of pressure. Okay, so let's review. Mishnah test, we said that if two people each have shtarichov on each other, so Admon says that the second one can say, look, if I owed you money, there's no way you would have borrowed from me, and therefore I don't owe you money. And the Chum say, look, we got two shtaros, we gotta honor both shtaros. Mishnah Yud, we said that there are three regions in Eretz Yisrael, Yehuda, Evar Yarden, and Galil, and a husband cannot make his wife move from one region to the other, even from similar types of neighborhoods, big cities or villages, but within the same region, he can make her move from a big city to another big city, or from a little village to another little village, but not to change the lifestyle from a city to a village. And then we had Machlokas, where the Tanakhama says he's allowed to move her within the same region and in the same type of either city or village, only if he's upgrading the neighborhood, but not if he's downgrading her to a lower neighborhood. Neighborhood. And Shimon Gamliel says he can't even force her if he's upgrading the neighborhood, because maybe she doesn't want to be in an upscale neighborhood. Okay, but from tomorrow we'll pick up with Parak Yud Gimel, Mishnah Yud Aleph, and the first Mishnah in Maseches Nedarim as well.